This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 12th of April. Somerset closed on 96 for two in pursuit of 235 to beat Durham to set up a cracking final day at Chester Street. Craig Key's veteran is unbeaten on 39, with James Hildreth on 12. Durham's second innings had early limped to 116, with Alfonso Thomas picking up the last wicket to fall, then with 4 for 29. Nottinghamshire closed day three in trouble against Middlesex in spite of a combative 8-wicket stand between Andre Adams and Luke Fletcher. They reached stumps just 107 runs ahead on 182 for 9 in their second innings. Neil Dexter proved their unexpected destroyer, taking a career-best 5 for 27 from 9 overs to help reduce them to 93 for 8 at one point. Fletcher and Adams then added 89 double quick time, with the former departing for 47 and Adams ending not out on 50 after 37 deliveries. Middlesex had earlier extended their first innings lead to 75, as John Simpson was left stranded on 97 not out. Defeat looks almost certain for Yorkshire as they reach jumps in their second innings on 228 for 8 to lead by only 32 runs over Sussex. Phil Jakes top score with 57, with other contributions coming from Gary Bounce and Ryan Sidebottom. Steve McGoffin and James Anion showed 7 wickets, with the former ending with 4 for 50 and the latter 3 for 59. Edgbaston saw only 24 overs bowl on day 3 following yesterday's washout, with Warwickshire moving to 90 without loss against Derbyshire. Baron Chopra ended on 48 and Ian Westwood on 31, with the home side's arrears now standing at 136 runs. In Division 2, Essex progressed from 30 for 2 to 177 for 3 in the 43.5 overs that were bowled by Gloucestershire. Tom Wesley and Ravi Papara were responsible for the bulk of those runs, taking their third wicket partnership to 116. Papara was extracted by Benny Howell for 64 late on, but Mark Patini joined Wesley, who was unbeaten on 82. Ned Eckersley ended one short of a third first-class century, as Leicestershire fought hard against Hampshire on the third day. Easily the best stand of the day was one between Eckersley and Matthew Boyce for the fifth wicket. Other than that, the visitors' batting was again a disappointment, as James Tomlinson, Sean Irvin, Chris Wood and Danny Briggs all helped themselves to at least one wicket. Contributions from all of Lancashire's top order, and they closed strongly on 250 for 3 in reply to Worcestershire's 334. Openers Paul Horton and Luke Proctor took their overnight stand to 97, with Horton then adding a further 70 with Carl Brown, prior to being run out by Neil Pinner for 66. Ashwell Prince and Simon Cattish then proceeded to add a further 71 for the fourth wicket, before stumps were pulled. For Worcestershire, Alan Richardson was again at his workmanlike best, ending with the figures of 28 overs, 13 maidens, 1 for 31. Morgan still trailed by 62 runs against Northamptonshire for closing on 96 for 4 in their second innings. Andrew Hall took two wickets, with Stephen Crook and David Willey chipping in with one apiece. Northamptonshire had earlier hauled themselves up to 292 in their first innings, as James Middlebrook hit 70 and shared useful stands with Andrew Hall and David Murphy. Graham Wagg took the last three wickets to fall, and with figures of 3 for 78. And the final day of the match between Cardiff MCCU and Kent went the same way as the second, with not a ball bowled due to a wet outfield in Canterbury. Zimbabwe-born fast bowling all-rounder Tom Curran has signed professional terms with Surrey. The 18-year-old will, however, not join the professional squad on a full-time basis until he has finished his schooling at nearby Wellington College in 2015. Curran is the son of the late Zimbabwe all-rounder Kevin Curran, who died last year. The whole family are now based in England.